What's the nature of your emergency?
Welcome back to the Tactical Living Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Wilton, joined by Sergeant Wilton. Clint, how are you?
I'm good.
In today's episode, I wanted to talk about this silent misconception that I want to make sure that you don't get caught up in when it comes to the perception of law enforcement. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's content. A few days ago, I had somebody who is in this community of law enforcement reach out to me, and she shared I'm going to share the link down below. She shared a link with me and she said that it made her really upset, like sick to her stomach upset. And I click on the video and it's this gentleman. I have no idea who he is, but he clearly doesn't understand what really goes on, I guess, in the real world of law enforcement, because he's showcasing a ton of clips. They're all clipped together and pieced together in a way that fits the narrative that he's pushing. And I shared this with you too, Clint. And essentially, they're talking about how misinformed, undertrained, poorly trained, mismanaged law enforcement is, because law enforcement attends training that essentially promotes them becoming killers out there in their communities. And as I'm watching this, you can tell by the way that these clips are pieced together that somebody is in the midst of telling a story, perhaps war stories is what came out to me. And it's pieced together, and then at the end, you see that there's a training that is being provided for law enforcement. I've never even heard of this training before. I like to feel like I'm pretty well-versed when it comes to the applicable training, the certified training that's available to law enforcement. And so it looks like a money grab, and Clint, you and I also discussed that. And it was shocking to me that a person who should know better, right, somebody whose father was a police detective, sent that to me, sort of being coerced and manipulated into believing that what she was being presented was true. And I think that this is something we can all so easily get caught up in, because we take something for face value in the way that it's being presented to us. I could take that gentleman's voiceover and I could take it out and I could present this same exact content from the correct point of view. And then depending on whoever is receiving it and whoever is viewing this, they would take it in as a completely different video.
You know, it's one of those things, and this training that he's talking about in that video is it's a money grab. It's something to push out to law enforcement, to military, to whoever it fits the bill at that time for them, to increase their knowledge or to become a patrol cop. Like, that's kind of their selling point with it. But the reality is it's one of those types of trainings to where if you say you want to learn UFC fighting, and you want to go to those experts, or you want to go to hear the people speak about UFC, and you're going to go to a Joe Rogan event or a Dana White event. Like, it's one of those things where they're going to tell you what you want to hear. It's not an official training, you know, registered by the UFC or registered by the state for law enforcement. And it's a conference more so, to where you're going to have a lot of personal opinions plugged into this and not a actual governmental policy coordinated training that officers go through on a regular basis. And that's this big misconception that he's presenting in this video, is this is the kind of training that officers are going to, when the reality is one, I've never even heard or seen of any types of training like this, but two, it's not a required, that would not be a required training put on by a state organization to where their officers can attend to accumulate their 40 hours for each every other year that they're required to do.
Yeah, and the way that this training is being presented is very much for entertainment. It's the type of conference you would go to for entertainment. most certainly not the type of conference that you would go to get certified or properly trained on anything. And I had to express that to this individual and let her know that every officer that I know, they are impeccably well trained, but even further than that, they have such a drive and a passion for the training that they are doing, not only within their departments, but this particular training, as it's being presented, which of course we agreed it's not a training at all, but if it was, it would be something that's extracurricular, meaning you do it on your own dime and your own time. And that the proper training are usually post-certified trainings, and they are things that are very specific and very niched down. And they are things that you don't just try to promote and commercialize in the way that I believe that this company is. And I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of great officers that attend this, probably not knowing any better.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like when you really know training curriculums and how that stuff works, like the mandatory training that officers have to go to on a bi-yearly basis is, you know, shooting, defensive tactics, de-escalation, domestic violence, active shooter, like training that is ingraining stuff into our muscle memory to where when one of these events happens, we know how to respond to it on a physical basis, not just a mental basis. And this whole conference that he brought up is more of a just a, here, I'm a big gorilla, pound my chest, look at me. And it's kind of one of those things, like Ashley said, it's an entertainment-based training, not a actual training to benefit you as an officer.
Yeah, and I mean, we're using the word training with regards to this. I wouldn't even call it that because I don't know what somebody would learn going to something like this. And I think it's a great thing, a great topic to be able to point out because it is so easy to get caught up in the minutiae of falling victim to marketing tactics and ploys like this. And, you know, that's going from the consumer standpoint. And a lot of people, they might believe that this could be a legitimate training. The individual who sent this to me and the gentleman who was presenting this misinformation was putting it out there. And he even said in his video, this is the kind of training that departments are sending their police officers to. 100% that's false.
Yeah, it's one of those things like there's so many regulations and rules on what departments can send you to and stuff. Like there's no way that, and I can't speak for every agency throughout the country. You get these small agencies who like, oh, you want to go to that training? Sure. I don't know what it's about, but I'm going to send you. But that's not going to be a training that any department would send their officers to learn their ways of policing.
Yeah, the only thing that I can think of, so I'm thinking from an administration perspective, as I would, right? I am thinking about the only reason why I would ever attend something like this to begin with would never be, first of all, I would have to be naive, right? Because I probably wouldn't ever attend something like this. But if I decided to, it would probably have nothing to do with the whole symposium wannabe tactics that are being presented. It would have everything to do with the networking. And I would also be curious to know what types of speakers there are, who the people putting this on are, like all of the things just on the back end of this. I'm the type of person who thinks very high level, right? So I would go straight to the top. I would want to be questioning and asking the people who are sort of facilitating all of this to gain a better understanding. But you can certainly network and meet a lot of people from these types of events. I wanted to bring this forward because it is a huge misconception when you have people who don't know what they're talking about, and they also don't realize how foolish they sound when they're present. Like to me, Clint and I were laughing the entire time, both at this dude and the things that were being said in all of these clipped pieces together, because it's not true. It's, you know, cops don't go around talking about just the vile things that some of these people were talking about. And certainly these could be real officers with real stories, but I believe they were in the midst of storytelling and these clips were pulled, as we see in all types of media, in order for this particular gentleman to get the views and the clicks that he was after.
It's one of those things is we never take anything at face value. Look into it. provide, look for the actual true data associated to anything like this, and don't just find some third party opinion and just because he's on TikTok making a video saying believe him to be true. Like, people are so misinformed and undereducated when it comes to this stuff. And that's where we as individuals have to actually form our own opinions on the totality of everything, not just what's presented to us in that TikTok moment.
I hope you've gotten some value out of today's episode. If you have, do us a favor, drop a review, subscribe down below. And as always, know that I'm sending you a long, tight hug from my home to yours.